Hey there, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Be Still and Run. I'm your host, Allie-Ann, and today we are talking about something that I just love. I love talking about. I could get in so much trouble with so many different people because my approach to it is totally different than pretty much everybody. I know there's a lot of people out there who agree with me, but I don't know any of them personally. So we are talking about active recovery. And this is something that you would do during PT or physical therapy, recovering from an injury. And this is huge in a spiritual world. It's going to be a little bit different, but I just share two testimonies, one from a physical standpoint and one from a spiritual standpoint of how God has used active recovery in my life. And I love talking about this, so I don't want to make the episode any longer than it needs to be. So enjoy. So just as I promised, we are going over active recovery. And this is, if I were to honestly pick a career or a profession, I would definitely be into physical therapy, just because I love being able to see people go from an injury or from depression to being full of life and being able to exercise and be stronger than they were before. There's just something about active recovery that is a huge element of physical therapy. So most people have heard about physical therapy. It's when you have gone through an injury and you have to do these different exercises to strengthen you back to where you used to be after resting. And for disclaimer purposes, this is for information only. Please don't take my advice over your doctor or your PT or whatever. But one of my most biggest pet peeves is when there is different injuries that people go through and they are advised to not do anything. That is something that really frustrates me, because God made us to be active people, but he also created rest. So don't take that as to me saying that rest is not important and that there are certain seasons that should be rest and no physical movement. There are different things like that. But if we had, I don't know, there's different steps that you can take so that injuries are different and so that recovering is different and all of that. But most of the time after an injury, there is some kind of movement, some kind of moving forward you can be doing to increase your effectiveness and your strength, so that when you are finally able to do exercises and move back forward into bigger things, you're going to be a better person rather than just a normal back to your old self. So physical therapy is huge, and active recovery is one of the best things that people can do, because it's going to help your body return not just back to its normal state, but also stronger than the way it used to be. And active recovery has not just helped me physically grow stronger during an injury or after an injury. It has also helped me with like depression or jealousy, comparison, just different like things that would normally cause people to be put down in their spirits. And one of the things that I have noticed is in the Christian life, God likes to do things that is not what we would typically think should be done. Because if we do things in our human strength, it's going to give glory to humans. Whereas if we do things that are foolishness to people and that we think we shouldn't do, that God is leading us to do, that is going to give glory to God if we allow him to do it through us, because it's humanly impossible. And so it's going to give glory to God, because it's clearly obvious to people that it wouldn't have worked had it not been an outward source other than a human. So that, to me, active recovery is one of those counterintuitive things that we don't think we should be doing. but is going to be super beneficial, super helpful. And a lot of times during spiritual trials, people will be advised to, oh, just search the scriptures and do what it says, or, oh, you just need to go get some antidepressant medicine or whatever. And yeah, there are situations that God would use that, and then that he would want that for people or whatever. But in a sense of active recovery, it is going to give glory to God more if we allow him to work through us, if we go to him more than ever during a recovery. Because the more we are seeking him, the better a person we're going to be when we recover from whatever we are dealing with. So for like example, before my first full marathon, I'm thinking it was maybe 2021, so a couple years ago, I think it was over the winter, I had developed tendonitis in my Achilles, I think, and it was caused by my calves being so tight, which I didn't know at the time, but it was because my hamstrings were so weak. And that was a time that was very trying for me because everybody said that I should not be running, I should not be exercising, especially running, because of what degree or what extent I had pushed myself to where my foot was hurting. Just everything was going wrong. I was super tight. And for some reason, something in me, when I would pray about it or whatever, I could not get it off my head that I needed to keep moving. And so I really prayed during this entire thing because I did not want to go to the doctor. I did not want to pull my Achilles or tear it or just anything like that. So during this entire recovery process, I was just really praying, and I did a lot of strength training on my calves. I did a lot of stretching, massaging, but I kept running. Not as much, not as fast. I did no training, but I kept running, and I would stretch before every run. I would strength train before every run, and then afterwards, I made sure I recover very well. And over time, the tendonitis went away. It healed up, and I actually have, like, I can feel where I had torn part of my Achilles, like my lower calf. I can feel like a little tissue bump of where my body had healed it. And I actually lost no fitness during that time. I was able to jump right back into training. Obviously, it took, I don't know, like a couple weeks to get my miles back up. But I was so strong after that. I went on to running my first full marathon, and even though it was very difficult, it was probably one of the best things I ever followed God in, because I told myself long ago that I would never run a marathon because I had heard so many horror stories, and I know that dealing with the tendonitis before that, just knowing that God had healed that and had led me to do different things to have that healed, and I was still able to keep my fitness in order to be able to start training on time, it really, really encouraged me to realize how much active recovery is so important. For the spiritual part of it, I'm going to say multiple years ago, I think I've shared a little bit about this occasionally throughout, but multiple years ago, I felt like God had given me a promise for the future. I didn't know what exactly it was. It was just very, very few details, very minor ones. He had led me to pray for a few things, and just over time, I kind of forgot about it, but occasionally God would bring it back to mind. I would pray some more, and it wasn't until the beginning or the end of last year that God started opening up my eyes and bringing those verses back to mind, bringing those promises. And God was like saying, I really needed to start praying for this again. I really needed to get back into this and to really start claiming those promises and knowing that God was going to keep them. And for a long time, I really struggled. I'm like, would God say stuff like this? Would the desires on my heart really be what he's leading me to? And all these different questions kept coming up. I would ask a couple people. I would ask, like, would God say something like this? I would ask for prayer from others. There was a point I shared my testimony of like the time of fasting and prayer, and it was for this particular area. I think I shared it a couple weeks ago, but it was during that I was really seeking God, because I was like thinking, it was almost like I felt like I had to keep the promise even though it wasn't me. And I just totally went like under, and I was so praying so much. I prayed more than I have ever prayed in my entire life during that month. And it drew me so much closer to Christ than I have ever been in my life. And every day now I'm like constantly trying to pursue that closeness again, because I never experienced God in a way like I had during that month. And it was just like one of the best times of my life, even though it was also a very hard time, because I was dealing with like doubting God and doubting what he was going to do, doubting who he was, and all of these different things. I was thinking, is God faithful to keep his promises? Would he really say this? And I don't think God really cares, and I don't think other people would care, and I can't tell anybody because then they'll think such and such of me and all these different things. And I really, really, really tried to focus on active recovery spiritually during this time. I really tried to focus on just continually seeking Christ. I was like, that was my only hope, was to continually seek him to where he would eventually come through. I just knew eventually I would become stronger after the trial and God would bring me to himself. And so I came out of that battle or that trial wanting more of God than I ever have before, and claiming those promises more than I ever have, and just expectantly waiting upon him and praying every day, preparing, just taking steps of faith as he leads me to do them, things that are very uncomfortable, things that I wouldn't normally do, things that just really aren't me, things that I'm not strong in or whatever. But just this active recovery is super, super big when we are recovering from a battle or an injury, because I feel like the more we can keep focused on Christ, the more we can keep focused on his ways, the better we are going to come out of that trial, the stronger we are going to be. And so I wanted to give a testimony in both the physical and the spiritual, because they are, I don't know if you can only remember, if you can remember the physical and then think of the spiritual realm, you're going to be able to remember it better. And I just really wanted to share active recovery on its own episode, because I have such a passion for it. Just physical therapy is just one of my most exciting things that I can talk about, just because I have had so many different type injuries. I twisted my ankle a few weeks ago, and I literally thought I broke my foot because it hurt so bad. And I was just praying. I was like, God, I can't deal with this. I need you to show me what to do to heal from this. And I did take running off for like 2 weeks, but we were also really busy with a bunch of other stuff, like moving. And so that also helped. But I made sure that I kept active, I made sure that I was careful. Like I had to keep my foot straight. I couldn't bend it a certain way. But just because of past situations, I was like, I know God's going to heal this. I know He's going to show me how to do it. And so I clung to that. And today I have no problems and at all. I have no pain. That would have been, I don't know, maybe a month ago that I would have twisted my ankle. And when I felt like it was completely broken, now it feels completely fine. So I just thank God very much for that, because I don't know what I would do with a twisted ankle. I would be a very depressed person. There has physical therapy is just huge for me, and active recovery is one of the biggest components of physical therapy that just excites me. And I could just go on for that forever. So in closing, I just wanted to encourage you to make sure that whatever recovery you are going through, that you keep active. But remember that there is a time for sleep. There is a time of rest. So make sure that in your recovery, you are continually seeking after Christ. He knows what you physically need. He knows what you spiritually, mentally, whatever. He knows what you need, and He can lead you and show you what you need to do in order to recover faster, in order to recover the way He would like you to recover, to be stronger. I would just greatly encourage you that your biggest act of recovery is that you continually seek Christ, that you are constantly, I think there's actually like a verse in scripture that talks about laboring for rest, that you are constantly seeking after that rest. And so that's what I would encourage you guys to do. And remember that God may lead you to do some things that would be foolish in your eyes, or that people would maybe make fun of you for doing. Just make sure, please, that it lines up with scripture and that you do not take scripture out of context. Please do not do that. There's so many people, especially nowadays, that does that. And it does not bring glory to God when we twist scripture. And it really just harms a lot of things. And there's a lot of consequences in it. So when you are seeking Christ, make sure it lines up with scripture and you're not twisting it to say what you want it to say. So just remember that, and remember that He's probably going to lead you to do things that are out of your strength, out of your comfort zone in like pretty much all of your life, because He wants to bring glory to Him. He wants to bring people to Him. And the only way to do that is to let people see Him working. And so I pray you guys have a blessed week, and I will see you next time.